This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket, it just may be the most rewarding to do you do today. Express is all new and all about you with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of high-quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Text VINE to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. And Ritual Vitamins. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body.
Who's down with no TV? Who's down with no TV? Who's down with no TV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
You gotta fight for your right to fight.
I'm straight out of LaDuke, a crazy motherfucker named Caitlin. Oh my God, I just looked over at Jason for his reaction to that, and it was priceless, wish you could see it. Anyways, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. We're into the 90s themes from last night's performance. I'm sure some of you listeners might not have even been born yet, but please believe me, this is going to be fun. I talked to my dad. He is the most precious human being on the planet. I talked to my mom. She's a firecracker. I talked to my sister. She's hilarious. It's so nice to talk to my family on podcasts sometimes, and especially nice after last night's performance, having been reminiscing about the 80s. So, you know what's crazy to me, actually, that I know, like I said, some of you could not remember the 80s because I barely do and I was born in them. But to all the 90s babies out there, let me tell you, the 80s were a magical decade filled with probably the best teen rom-coms ever created, or if not the best. They at least had the best fashion and hairstyles for sure, which, by the way, was not seen on me last night on Dancing with the Stars. But maybe the best thing about the 80s could be the music. It was so good. Cyndi Lauper. I was the queen of lip syncing to that shit when I was a kid. And then a song I danced to last night with Artem, before we even started rehearsing, I could recite every single line. My parents could tell you how annoying that was. But actually, my parents can tell you. I've been stuck on this side of the border since COVID hit, and I miss them all so, so much. I literally call them more than any of them appreciate, I'm sure. We're going to get on the sentimentality train and chatting up all about our family in the 80s. So first up is my dad. Please enjoy this pod. Dad, I can't believe you've never been on the podcast before. I mean, we did a little podcast, the two of us, but it was kind of just for us to have as a recording. So this is your first time on the pod. How you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to be here, Caitlin. I've never done this before, so bear with me. I'm going to do the best that I can. It's just good to see you.
Oh, I love you. So we're going to be talking about the 80s and some of your favorite memories, our best memories. I wanted to ask you, first of all, besides me being born, because that was obviously the best thing to happen to you in the 80s, what is another really like a memory that stands out to you in the 80s?
Well, being the in that time, and I'm still that way today, but in that time during my in the 80s. The Oilers, of course, were a big part of everything, right?
Yeah.
And it was 1984-85 when they won their second Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a memorable time for me as well. That's just a very small thing. I understand that. But, you know, we, the two of you, Haley being born prior to you and whatnot was such a huge part of our lives. You know, she's 3 years old when you're born. So we had that experience with Haley growing up, and then to be blessed with another daughter was incredible. And you know, I just look back on those days and think how lucky I was, we were, to have two daughters. That what more could one ask for? It was the best thing in my life.
Oh, I wasn't going to cry this soon, but I'm getting all emotional over here. And I, like, speaking of hockey, I know you're such a huge hockey fan. You got to experience all these Stanley Cups with the Oilers. And I think a lot of people would have thought you wanted to have a boy, but you were extremely happy having two girls, weren't you?
I was going to bring that up next. As a matter of fact, people would say, oh, another girl, boy, you'll have to try again for a boy. And I said, why would we try for another boy? We decided on two children. I am totally happy and blessed, as I said, with two girls in our lives. And that's the best thing for me and for us. And no, we're quite happy with two girls.
Yeah, I think that's funny. People always say that, though, if you've got girls, oh, you got to try for a boy, or two boys, oh, you got to try for a girl. People just always have to comment on everything. But, okay, 80s celebrities. So back in the 80s, who was like a big-time celebrity? Because it's so funny now in 2020. Jason and I talk about this all the time. We're in a pretty nice building in L.A., and we'll see these 19-year-old TikTok stars getting out of their Lamborghinis. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, the kind of people who are famous in the world right now. But in the 80s, there were some real classic celebrities. So was there anyone in particular you were a huge fan of in the 80s?
Well, being a Beatles fan, mm-hmm. yeah, up to the 80s and whatnot. Of course, they were long broke up by that point. But, you know, we followed, or I did anyway, and I think your mother probably did too. Paul McCartney was a big mm-hmm. Influence on us and me, of course, and I loved his music. He was going out on his own and recording with his band Wings, and you know, we actually had an opportunity to see him in concert. So I would have to say that for me musically, that he would have been the biggest influencer that I paid attention to at that time.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's so funny now, the music to compared to then. It's like, do you ever listen to the music we listen to now and just shake your head and be like, what the hell?
Yeah. I firmly believe that when we were growing up, we listened to the, and only because who I am and what I'm about to say doesn't mean that there's not great music out there today, because mm-hmm. there is. But I firmly believe that we got to listen to some of the most iconic bands and mm-hmm. groups ever, and I know there's going to be people that look at this and say, well, there are iconic bands today that you're going to be listening to down the road, and I get that, but for me personally, those groups, the Beatles, the Stones, the Dave Clark Five, all those groups to me were just incredible, and I'll never ever forget listening to this.
I agree, and you've always loved music. That was something I was talking about with production for Dancing with the Stars, because they asked some of, you know, what are your favorite memories of the 80s? And I was like, well, obviously I was very young, but I always just remember connecting to music with my dad. And I feel like we still do that. We both love music so much. And I agree with you with all the things that you just said. Like, I think you did grow up with the most iconic singers and bands and all of that. Hey, you know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, wondering what happened to that green onesie. Just switch to Geico and save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. What do you remember? Or what can you tell me that maybe listeners wouldn't know about me in the 80s? So from like when I was born to five, what kind of kid was I?
Well, let me just reflect back onto the day you were born. Okay. What a spectacular event that was. You were born with the most amount of hair that I think I've ever seen on a child. The most, you know, it was all over the place, black hair, dark brown hair. And it was,
yeah.
You know, I can flash you a little picture here that.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
You know, the hair on your head was incredible.
Where did that go?
You know, that day was just a special day for me in more ways than one. But, you know, to watch you from birth to up to, you know, say to 80 for your first 5 years, it was an incredible time to witness. I mean, a child's growth period over those 5 years changes so dramatically. I mean, I could sit here and say, you know what, when you were born, I was excited. Your mother was excited. But you were so excited you couldn't talk for a year. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happen over that time frame. But I reflect back on the things that happened during those 5 years that I'll remember. And, you know, birthdays, of course. And we talked about this earlier with the backyard magician.
We had the best birthdays. Like, you guys really know how to throw like a children's rager of a birthday party. There was magicians, there was clowns, there was candy scrambles. It was just like an event.
You know, a lot of it came to us because that's what we wanted to do for both of you. And you know, birthdays are a fun time, maybe not so much when we get older, but...
Hey, I still find them fun.
But when you're a child, and birthdays are huge, and they mean a lot to children, and each year it's exciting. So to be able to put something like that together so that you feel like it's a special time is special for us, and was special.
Yeah, it did. It felt like the most special day of life. Like, I could not sleep the night before birthdays. I was so excited because it was always just the best day. And was I always, like, I know I loved to dance, and I know I started dance at a young age, but, like, when I was really young, like 1 and 2, did I just love dancing right from the get-go?
Well, I think you did, because you had a teacher that maybe had an influence on you, being your mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that had a play in how much you liked to dance. And your sister was involved in dance at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe all those things put together defined who and when you wanted to start dancing and performing. And, you know, I look back on some of those recitals and very early dance days for you, and we all have to get started somewhere. And it was, again, just a proud moment for a parent to watch this little girl become so involved in something that she had a passion for. And I think you had that passion.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Just, I always want to, like, go back now and thank you guys for all of the times you drove me to dance competitions and paid for all these lessons. And costumes are not cheap, by the way. I was in like 17 different dances when I was young. And I think each costume was like over $100. And you always worked so hard, and you were such a good dad and provider. And I just, you know how much I love you.
Well, thank you. It works both ways. And when you see a child wanting something and has a passion for something, then you do what you can for them. And it's not an expensive area, a field of entertainment. But, I mean, you do what you do. And it was enjoyable to see that smile on your face and be a part of something that you wanted to be a part of. So it was great to be able to contribute to that.
You're so cute. Also, what kind of like guy were you in the 80s? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, you rocked your mustache. You still, now you kind of got a goatee going, but you've always rocked the mustache. Like, if you were to describe yourself in the 80s, I would say, like, you were like dad goals. Like, you were just such a solid dad. But how would you describe yourself in the 80s?
My gosh, that's so long ago now, Kate. It's hard to remember. I don't know. I just wanted to be the best father that I could and be such a part of your life where you felt as though you would be able to talk to me and discuss anything that came up in your life. I wanted that closeness with both of you. And I think, you know, that was probably the most important thing. I was proud of who you are, what you're doing. I was proud of both of you in what you did and what you're doing. But what kind of a dad was I? I can't blow the horn.
Yes, you can. You were the best dad. You were what every little girl and older woman would just dream of to have as a dad. I feel like you are the perfect person to have as a dad.
Well, now we talked about tears earlier, and you know, I guess it's my turn now. Thank you for that.
Well, you always have been, and it's just, I remember, like, you and Mom, you just did a really great job of creating the best childhood and best memories, and you were both just so there for us, and I just always look back with such fond memories of my childhood, and that obviously came from you guys.
Well, to hear that today is you know, I'm very happy that you're feeling that way, because, you know, the most important thing to us at that time was your lives, and to be able to teach you right from wrong, and for you to have goals. Not that you had any goals when you were 5 or 4.
I think I did.
I think it starts early, where you want to maybe go in life, and little things like that pop into your head, and they stick there, and down the road you want to pursue that goal a little bit deeper, and you know, that's what you've done, and you've had a passion, you've had a mission, you've accomplished so much in the last 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, you've gotten to where you want to be, and you've become the person I think that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's a proud moment for a parent to be able to look back and witness and
Dad, I love you so much.
See, who you be.
Dad, that's so sweet. This is what I'm talking about. I literally just love you so much. You're the best person in the world to me. And, like, not only are you the best person in the world, but you're my dad. And I'm just so lucky, and I love you so much. And you're just the best person in the world.
Well, you're my daughter, Kate, and I love you very much, and I'm so proud of where you're at.
Thank you. Well, you're a big reason I can be doing what I'm doing, because of all your support that you've shown me. So, like you said, it works both ways. And I always think, too, like, I'm such a, like, I think people would say now big personality, but when I was that young in the 80s, wasn't I so shy?
I think children at that age are, you know, somewhat shy, but having said that, it didn't take long for you to come out of that little tiny shell. And that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing in any way.
Yeah.
So it happens over a period of time, and you didn't sit quiet for too long at all.
That's true. Okay, before we wrap it up, Dad, I have a 80s trivia game for you, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry.
Remember where I was in the 80s, Mike?
I was looking at these questions too, and I was like, well, I wouldn't know the answers to some of these, but okay. We'll see how you do. What year in the 80s did Princess Diana and Prince Charles' wedding take place? Now I'll give you, I'm not going to give you options. Do you know what year in the 80s?
I'm going to say 82.
Ooh, close. You were really close. It was 81.
81. All right.
81. Which Madonna... What?
I say, way to go, Dad.
Way to go, Dad. Which Madonna song first hit the Billboard Hot 100 in 1983?
Is there a choice here?
Okay, I'll give you a choice. Okay, either Like a Virgin or Holiday.
Like a Virgin.
I think that might have too, but it was Holiday.
Oh.
I should have done like true or false, or given you A, B, or C. Okay.
That's okay.
We'll keep going. In which year of the 80s was the first ever CD released?
Oh, 84.
That's funny. I actually would have guessed 84, but it was 82. I remember getting CDs, like, for my birthday, and, like, my first CD was the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack, and I was so pumped. Hey, you, listening, you know what's something we have in common? We wear clothes. Yep, we do. Or at least most of the time. I'm wearing some right now, actually. I'm wearing a really cute crew neck t-shirt, comfy AF, and I look cute wearing it. And you know where it's from? Express. If you haven't checked out Express lately, it's time to step it up because they have really great assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. So you could look really cute and put together and still be cozy and comfy like I am right now. I've been especially loving Express's tops lately because they have everything from really cute basics to trendy tops that you could wear to work, to dinner, with friends, or pretty much just anything. One of the best parts about their collection is the versatility. So a lot of their tops can be dressed up or down. It'll make you feel like you're your best self. You could pop one on for a Zoom call, look super profesh while wearing sweatpants. And then you can change into jeans and throw on a blazer or jacket and go to a socially distanced hangout. I've mentioned this before, but they have a great assortment of denim, and included in that is their Luxe Comfort Denim. Talk about looking good and being comfy at the same time. These jeans literally feel like you're wearing yoga pants or sweatpants. Like, who doesn't want that? Go check it out. You can also text Vine to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Okay.
I'm not doing very good here.
That's okay. These are hard. Which song did Tom Cruise dance to in Risky Business? You know this one. He like slides in on a guitar.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not even sure I even saw that show.
Oh, old time rock and roll. Bob Seger.
Oh, Bob Seger.
Okay, you might get this one, but I don't know if you're a big scary movie guy. Freddy Krueger is a serial killer in which 80s movie?
Edward Scissorhands.
No.
I have no idea, Kate.
That was a great guess, though. It was Nightmare on Elm Street. Those were hard questions. I mean, who remembers the 80s even when you lived through them? I don't even remember the 2000s.
Well, you know, to recall all those things that went on in those years, which is quite some time ago now, and I'm not saying you're old because I am, but it's refreshing to hear some of that kind of stuff.
I know. Well, 90s to me were my favorites. Like, I loved the 90s music, the styles, everything, but 80s, I think I was just too young, but it's obviously still memorable since that's when I was born. Also, Dad, this podcast comes out on your birthday, so happy birthday.
Oh my gosh. Caitlin, thank you very much. This is a moment, let me tell you, it's something that of course has never been experienced by me before, or you for that matter, but thank you. It's been a pleasure. I just wish the world for you in this venture and this run you're on right now. And
thank you, Dad.
Monday night's going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to a few more Mondays after that too. So
yes, thank you. I love being able to call you on Monday nights after you see me on TV and not have it be like it was on The Bachelorette, because that was hell. This is, like I said earlier, a cakewalk for you now to watch me on Monday nights. So I love being able to have a G-rated show with me on it for you to watch me dance. And I love talking to you before and after each performance.
Well, I appreciate that. I do as well. It means the world to me to get to speak with you before and after and get your thoughts on how you're feeling before this dance all starts, and mm-hmm. of course how you think you did after it was all over. And of course, if you asked me how I think you did, it would be incredible. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. It really
Thanks,
is.
Thanks, Dad.
I wish I could just jump through the phone and hug you, because I haven't had a dad hug in too long.
Yeah, it's been quite some time, actually. Quite some time.
I can't go there. I'll go on a spiral and start getting depressed. But soon enough, I will come back to Canada, cross that border, and give you a big hug.
Well, either that or we'll bust down the border and make it down to see you.
Yes, either way, we will see each other soon, but obviously on FaceTime all the time. Thank you so much for being on the pod, Dad.
Thank you very much, Kate, and continued success to you.
Okay, I love you so much.
I love you as well, more than you'll know.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Hi, Mom. I wish I was having wine too, but unfortunately I'm having coffee because I have to go practice.
Oh, you haven't practiced yet.
No, today's a later one. It's so hard to get motivated at the end of the day because I wake up and I'm like, okay, let's go, let's do this. And then by nighttime, I'm like, and I'm ready for a glass of wine in bed. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I still have to go practice for 4 hours.
You've had a lot of night ones.
A lot of night ones. I think it's because Artem's baby is so young right now, and Nicole needs help at home. And so then he goes to bed early, so then Artem can do both. But anyways, that's okay. I will do anything for babies. Okay, so Mom, everyone loves when you come on the podcast. So we're finally having you back and happy to have you on.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute. So we were talking about how you've got the spade and sparrows in the background. You've got your scrunchies on your wrist. You're obviously watching every dance performance as you have my whole life. So let's talk about being a dance mom for a second. Because you grew up as a dancer yourself, right?
Yes.
At what age did you start dancing?
I started dancing when I was 4.
4 years old. Okay.
The first song was Me and My Teddy Bear.
Oh, great song. It's a bop. So I'm trying to think. Okay, was grandma or pop, that's what I call my grandpa, were either one of them like hardcore stage parents?
Yes, okay. Grandma would just get nervous for me.
Yeah.
And Pop would get nervous for him. They had to walk him up and down the hall before I danced because he gets so nervous.
That's so funny. Yeah, I feel like he would be more of a, like, quote unquote, stage mom than grandma.
Well, he was. I mean, and you would hear him at the end, "That's my girl!"
That was like you when I was on Broadway and the curtain dropped for the first time and you saw me standing up there. I heard you crying. I could hear you on stage crying.
I couldn't help it. There's my baby girl behind this scrim and it drops and you're in this gorgeous blue gown. I'm tearing up just thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Remember, I was trying to like tell you my opening line for Broadway and I couldn't get through it because I kept crying. I was so happy. Okay, so obviously being a dance mom, and you used to teach me when I was like 3 and 4 and however till whatever age. But I first started dancing in the 80s, which obviously Last Night's Dance was all about. So what was that like being like, that's my daughter born in the 80s, dancing to 80s music and talking about us, her family?
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, so surreal. And it seems like just yesterday, though, that the 80s and that you were born.
I know.
It was the only time you were a morning person, the morning you were born at 7:30. That was it. But you came in screaming, sunny side up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't want to miss anything.
Okay.
And you just loved music. You loved music and you wanted to move even before you could walk. And you wanted to do everything Haley did. So we just danced and sang, "I'm walking on sunshine." Woo! You know, and we danced and we sang and we had parades and it just seems like yesterday. And then to see you on this show.
Oh, here come the tears. Talk through it.
Well, it's emotional in such an awesome way. Just, I mean, you were born to do this and you do it so well.
Thank you. This is so cute. Dad got emotional too when I was just talking to him. And I'm like, this is hard.
Well, and it's our Thanksgiving weekend. Canadian Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm thankful for my family.
Well, and we're thankful for our family and for our health and for our family and friends' health. But extra grateful that Thanksgiving Monday, we got to watch you dance.
I know. That's pretty cool. That's something to be thankful for. I love that you guys, I wish so badly it wasn't this kind of weird pandemic time and you guys could be in the crowd and watching, but it's still nice to know that you're, you know, home and watching and supporting. But I really wanted to get into the 80s and talk about the fashion, because obviously scrunchies were a thing. So
my goodness, I when I was looking through pictures to send to ABC, every picture you had a pony with a scrunchie, and then another scrunchie, and another scrunchie, and another scrunchie.
I wore scrunchies on scrunchies on scrunchies.
You did. You were the scrunchie queen when you were three.
That's so funny. I would overdo it with scrunchies in the 80s. That's, I just feel like 80s fashion and then dressing your kids in the 80s must have been so fun. Like, you always, every night I remember you'd have our outfits laid out for the next day. You'd put our hair in braids with curlers on the end, so it was extra crimpy in the morning.
Crimpy was the style, baby.
Oh, it was big. I'm pretty sure that's why I have no hair now, is because I was born with like the craziest amount of hair. And then, all my life I just like did stuff to it, like backcomb and feather and crimp and tease. And now I'm left with, I'm a bald eagle.
Well, when you were four, so yeah, that must have been like 1989.
Yeah.
No, maybe even 8 or 3. You wouldn't let me do your hair anymore. You had to do it.
Yeah.
You would climb up on the sink and do your own hair until this one day you fell off the sink.
And broke my wrist.
Right before recital time.
I know.
And we had to get a cast, Sandy made a cover for your cast that matched your costume, so it wouldn't stand out so much. But
and then I got pity claps from the audience. Look at that poor girl out there dancing with a broken arm.
What a trooper.
So her dance mom must be crazy to make her get out there and do that.
Her dance mom was the teacher then.
Also, I always remember your fashion in the 80s because it's made a comeback. You always had the cutest matching sweatsuits.
Oh, hello.
You did.
Every time.
And like white sneaks and matching sweatsuits. And I am like, I wish you kept those because those would be so hot right now.
Especially in this weather. It's just cozy sweat weather.
Yeah. I live for a good sweatsuit outfit. And then what was your most iconic 80s hairstyle? You did the feathered bangs.
I'm so embarrassed about this.
Why?
Because I have natural curly hair, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a perm on top of a natural curly hair. So I was like this
pussy
poodle. Oh, my. Why did they let me do that? Perm, natural curly hair.
Because fros were in the 80s.
Well, I had big hair. Big 80s hair.
That's so funny.
We're going to take a quick break. You guys all know that my body has been taking a bit of a beating lately with all this dancing. And more important than ever, I take care of myself and my body. But truly, it is always important. And that's why Ritual's founder is on a mission to reinvent the vitamin industry by helping us know what we're actually putting into our bodies. Not only has Ritual obsessively researched each nutrient in their visionary women's multivitamin, carefully choosing forms that are absorbable by the body, but they've also tested their formula. So there are no mystery additives, synthetic fillers, or those shady extras that are often found in some of those traditional multivitamins. I personally choose to take Ritual vitamins versus the other ones out there just because they make their ingredients a priority. They use vegan certified, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free ingredients and put their sources out there for the whole world to see. It also doesn't hurt that compared to some vitamins I used to take, Ritual doesn't taste gross and it doesn't have that weird aftertaste because they put a mint essence tab in every bottle. And like I mentioned, Ritual uses super high quality ingredients. Like, for example, 40% of women cannot properly utilize the synthetic form of folic acid, which can be found in many multivitamins. You probably didn't know that. And that's why Ritual uses folate and its absorbable form to help cover women's needs. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/fine to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/fine. Okay, so favorite 80s celebrities. Who did mom have a crush on in the 80s?
Can you guess or you want me to tell you?
80s. Paul McCartney?
Oh, honey, I had a crush on him way before then.
Oh, okay. Who?
Your dad looked like Paul McCartney.
I know. He looked exactly like him.
Who? Okay, here's a clue. In my coat of many colors.
Oh, Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Donny Osmond. Oh yeah, you did love him in the 80s. That's funny.
I did. And I took you to your first musical, and it was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You and Haley sat there mesmerized at the Jubilee Auditorium watching Donny Osmond.
That's so funny. I still love that music so much.
Yeah.
That musical's everything. That's funny. What about music and TV? What were like, oh, you were a big soap opera guy.
Okay. All My Children, Susan Lucci.
Yep. You loved her. And All My Children and Days of Our Lives you loved.
And got into Days of Our Lives. All My Children first, then Days of Our Lives. Yes. And then, of course, well, I was right with you guys in with Full House.
Oh, yeah.
That was tradition every Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you something.
What?
Because I danced to I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, and I was showing Artem videos from like the 80s or that song, and I was like, oh my gosh, Full House was my favorite show growing up. Like, I watched it every day. I could still put on any episode right now and love it. And I'm showing him Stephanie Tanner, DJ Tanner, and Uncle Joey doing a dance in their living room to I Think We're Alone Now, and he was like, oh, that Candace Cameron was on Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, oh yeah, she was. So I went and watched some of her stories, and she was talking about Monday night's performance. And so I just sent her a message, and I was like, hey, we're dancing to this. And I was telling Artem how it reminded me of Full House and blah, blah. And then she responded and was so sweet. And she told me I danced beautifully. And I was like, holy shit, DJ Tanner, Deej, my girl, my favorite DJ is a Tanner, is telling me that I dance beautifully.
That just gave me goosebumps. Really here, goosebumps.
I know. Dreams really do come true.
That is so awesome.
I know. It was really cool. I was just like, my little like 80s self was freaking out.
You were having a party in your pants.
What? You were having a party in your pants.
Edit that out.
No, don't. You mean I was dancing. I was having a party in my pants. Totally, Mom. Dad and I were talking about how crazy birthday parties were at our house. So even like 2 years old, we had clowns, we had magicians, we had like everything you can imagine at these parties. We also did Halloween pretty well around the Bristow household. Everything was decorated. You changed the soap dispensers to pumpkins. Everything. Towels.
The mats. The mats?
The front door mats. I mean, whether it was Christmas or Halloween or any kind of thing that we could decorate for, it was a big thing. So obviously we're in October right now. We have Halloween dance coming up. It's spooky season. But what were some of your favorite costumes that you put me and Haley in?
Well, of course, my favorite was handed down to you, first to Haley and then to you, and it was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
I love Winnie the Pooh. You had a little bucket with the word honey on it, and then you had a Winnie the Pooh stuffy inside your bucket and dressed just like him.
Yeah.
And then also you were a clown, but you weren't just any clown. You were dressed like your stuffed clown where the nose would turn.
Yeah.
Do you remember that clown where the nose turned?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah. And so I those are two that stand out in my mind, but
I'm pretty sure you put me in the Winnie the Pooh one like 4 years in a row.
Well, you were so tiny that you never grew out of it. I was just looking at your baby book, and you were like 32 pounds at 4 years old. And
that's so funny.
It's so funny. You could have been in a booster car seat going into high school because of your you didn't meet the weight thing. You couldn't be out of a booster seat.
Wait, what was my favorite toy in the 80s? I loved dolls, didn't I?
You didn't like Barbies.
No, I didn't like Barbies. I never did.
No, you didn't like Barbies. You liked like Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, I loved Cabbage Patch.
Yes, Cabbage Patch dolls were big. And teddy bears, because your room was a teddy bear theme.
Oh, remember the eight ball where you ask it a question and shake it? So, okay, do you remember that we were driving to Calgary one day to visit grandma? And I said, are we going to get in a car accident? And it said, yes, definitely. And I, like, refused to go to grandma's house. Do you remember that?
You were very superstitious.
Yeah, I was.
And deep.
I was very deep.
Uh-huh. Very deep. I mean, I find some of the things that you wrote, like poems or stories, and yes, you had some feelings there I wasn't aware of.
You didn't see it come through in the poetry?
Yeah, when I read the poetry, I think, ooh.
Do you have one in front of you?
Oh, I no, not right in front of me.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. You can send me a, you did send me a picture. I'll post it on my Off the Vine page, my deep thoughts.
Yeah, post it because, I mean, and some of them were funny too. You were funny. Like you were not even a year old and you know how you can't burp now?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't burp then either. But you would pretend burp because we go, excuse you. And you thought that was so funny. So you love to make people laugh, even when you were not even a year old.
That's funny. I like hearing that. Okay, I have a rapid fire game for you. A little this or that based on the 80s. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you drinking Spade and Sparrows?
Duh.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, Mom, I know you didn't love your perm, but perm or a mullet?
What do I say? This or that?
Which one would you prefer?
Oh, the perm.
In the 80s, let's say. In the 80s. You prefer the perm. Okay. Did Dad ever have a mullet? Yeah, he did. He totally did. Shoulder pads or MC Hammer pants? You loved shoulder pads.
I loved shoulder pads, but I also loved those MC Hammer pants. But if I had to pick one, it'd be the shoulder pads because it made me.
Made you look fierce. Okay.
Yes.
Fanny packs or leg warmers?
Leg warmers.
I still love leg warmers. Neon or acid wash?
Neon.
Mm. Lace or spandex?
Ooh. Well, back in the 80s, it'd be spandex.
Okay.
Now it'd be spandex.
Animal? I love spandex now. Animal print or sequins?
Oh. Well, back in the 80s, I did have a lot of animal prints.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. I did. But I
think 80s are coming back in when I'm reading this.
Blingy. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're back in.
We had to put on spandex the other day for pictures for the 80s night. And I was looking through it and I was like, Artem, put on these spandex. And he was like, what are the spandex? He had no idea what spandex meant. What are the spandex? So funny. Okay, Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson.
Did you know the moonwalk started in the 80s? Side pony or crimped hair? I know what you're going to say.
Well, I did do a lot of side ponies with you girls, but I would crimp.
That's what I was going to say. You're both.
So.
Both, for sure.
Yeah, I'm both.
Yeah, I'm both. The Golden Girls or Cheers?
Oh, man. Well, I think. I loved them both. You're making me choose. I mean, the Golden Girls, I would laugh a lot because I knew that Grandma and Pop were watching it and they'd be laughing.
Yeah.
But I related. I mean, Cheers, Norm!
Everyone's like, what? Okay, and before we wrap up, everybody wants to know from Mama B what you feel and what you're thinking of me on Dancing with the Stars so far.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't say I'm surprised because you're killing it. And I didn't expect you to go there and do nothing but your best. And I just want to burst every time I watch you. First, I hold my breath throughout your whole dance. The first time I'm watching it, I'm holding my breath. I'm clapping. There's tears coming down my cheeks that I didn't even know. And then, when you're finished, I whistle and I clap and I'm so excited for you. And then I rewatch it and, you know, be more in the moment. But first I'm just.
And then the third time you watch it or the fourth or the fifth, you make notes and then say, okay, Caitlin, now next time.
Have you got your latest notes yet? No, then maybe they haven't come yet, but that's okay. But no, what is Mama B feeling? Well, don't make me get emotional because. This mama is proud. Proud of my little 80s girl who came out screaming and knew what you wanted and what you didn't want. I mean, it was your baptism. We had to wait till you were three because you would have screamed. So we had to wait till we could explain it to you. And then you were all in a pretty dress, you and Haley, and you had little white gloves. And then just before we're going to go up to the head of the church, she said, "Nah, I don't want these gloves." I said, "Leave them on." "I don't want them on." I said, I want to go home and party, because we had it on your third birthday. "I just want to party." And I said, "No, we're doing this first, and then we'll party." So you went up there, and do you know what you did on the back of the minister's back?
What?
Tap. Drum. You're bored. Like, you were drumming, blah, 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 let's get it done so I can go party. So my little party girl. But, yeah, so proud of you, honey, and excited for you. And I just love seeing that passion, joy shine from within.
Yeah, I can't even explain that feeling I feel when I'm out there. It's just the best. I do feel like I was born to be out there.
You've been training for this your whole life.
Yes,
you've got it. Yes,
I got it. Yes, ma'am. And I got it. Well, thank you for coming on the pod. This was very short and sweet, and we'll have to do another one maybe after a few more episodes of dancing to see where I'm at. Hopefully I'm still here, and do a full mama-daughter pod.
Sure, because I just happened to have a few notes here, in case you needed.
Oh my God, how many pages is that?
Well, just 5 years worth.
Front and back!
Huh? Why?
That's off Friends when Rachel writes him a letter and she's like, he said something and he was being Ross, being a spaz, and he was like, "Front and back?"
No, this was, I didn't do front and back because I didn't want it to go through to the other side. So not front and back.
Okay, well, then let's set up another podcast and we'll do a grape therapy together.
Oh, sure, honey.
Because I'm sure you have good confessions for me that you've been saving up in the tank.
Okay. What? Front and back, I have those.
Confessions? Okay, leave us with one.
Okay, this is the honest to God truth. I nearly threw up the other day listening to your podcast with Jason. I mean, Rob and I were walking. We were doing a power walk. And the part, I don't know if I can even talk about now, because I literally had to stop and I was dry heaving.
Oh, when I stuck my hand in human poo?
Oh! I was throwing up.
That's sick. Yeah.
Rob said, "Are you going to be okay?" I said, no. I was literally. So that's my latest one.
Well, thanks for listening. But how did you feel about me wanting to poke holes in Jason's condom? She claps.
No. Now I get Jason. He wants to do it in a certain order, and so you both have to be on the same page. You know what? It's okay. Whatever is best for the two of you.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, poke holes. Okay, Mom. Well, I love you, and thank you for being so supportive and sweet and fun. And I just love you.
I just love you too, honey. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll cheers my coffee to you. Yeah, I'm thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and two of your favorite people watched last night's show with us.
Who?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Black Velvet and Melody. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's for everyone listening. I grew up when we were very young dancing with three other girls, and we're still friends with all the moms and parents. Oh, that's nice. Tell them I say hi. And again,
well, they send their love.
Okay.
Okay,
bye, Mom.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Este Leo Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, Armandito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
Woo! I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey, because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, next up in the fam jam, we've got my sister, Miss Haley Jane Bristow. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just talked to mom. I just talked to dad. We're talking all about the 80s. They both cried, so you have to too.
Okay, deal.
Just kidding. We've been talking about the 80s because of the 80s night and dancing. And obviously, we remember the 80s as being born and having our first memories in that era. So I wanted to ask you, what are your memories of us as sisters in the 80s, or things that stand out to you about us in the 80s?
Well, we had like every scrunchie under the sun, like every color, every style. We even had barrettes that were made, do you remember, of lifesavers? They were made from real lifesavers.
Yep.
Barrettes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I remember like going into the basement after supper and like choreographing dances.
Yep.
And then making mom and dad come down and watch us.
Yes, we would perform. And we had like a whole thing of costumes to put on for when we did perform.
And wigs.
Oh, and wigs. Oh, yeah, we had wigs.
Yo, we had the wigs.
You know what? Come to think about it, the wig that I always wore kind of looks like Jason's hair right now.
Yeah.
It does, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh, fun. And then we were talking about birthdays, Halloween costumes, like... And we, you know what's crazy is I was thinking about this, and mom said it too, that we loved Cabbage Patch Kids because we both loved more realistic dolls that like felt like kids, because we didn't like Barbies.
Right. Do you remember Water Babies?
Water Babies. Yes.
Yeah.
I was all about that.
And you fill them with water and then they're all squishy and they feel like a real baby.
Yeah. I didn't like Barbies. You didn't either, right?
I mean, I could really take them or leave them. I really didn't care about them. But it was more like playing house and playing like baby and mom and teacher. We played a lot of school.
Yeah, we did play a lot of school. That's funny. Okay, I have an 80s trivia game for you. Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
Okay. Okay, this game is easy. It's just called Your Favorite. So 80s edition, what was your favorite trend?
Hammer pants.
I live for hammer pants even to this day now.
Well, I haven't worn them since I was probably 10, but I loved them.
But that's
them.
90s then.
Well, I was born in 82, so I started wearing them probably when I was like 6, 7.
Yeah, okay. I think they're 80s. Okay. Favorite hairstyle. I remember you getting a perm.
Well, I got the old spiral perm.
Yeah.
I loved it and I thought I was so cool.
I remember.
Oh, I loved it. And yeah, like the big bangs, the toilet paper roll bangs.
Oh, the toilet paper roll bangs. I was thinking the feathered bangs.
Well, I guess mom did feather our bangs sometimes.
Yeah, always.
What about your favorite 80s movie?
Ooh, Breakfast Club.
Really?
Yeah. Or Follow That Bird.
Oh, Follow That Bird. Hell yeah. That was the best. Was that a Canadian? No, it was Sesame Street. That's not Canadian. No, Follow That Bird was everything. I loved that movie.
It was so, I was just like, yeah, we watched it so much. Yeah. And Pee-wee Herman's Christmas.
Pee-wee Herman's Christmas is right up there, probably number one for me. Okay, favorite TV show? Full House? Was that?
Yeah.
Was that in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe early 90s, now that I think about it.
I know.
But like, okay, what about like Inspector Gadget?
No, this is very Canadian, but today's special.
Today's special.
Yes. Okay. Favorite toy or game in the '80s.
Oh man. Probably like all the different babies that we had. Like we had all the, mom would always get us all the like crazy dolls. And remember the one that jogged?
Yeah. And she was like, I'm getting tired.
Yeah. Or the one that was like sick. She's like, I feel hot.
Would light up because she had fever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or remember the one, the roller skating doll that would do a backflip?
She was crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy. That was a feisty little doll. Okay, favorite vacation we would go on?
The cabin every summer. And we would go for boat rides and we would, like, the cabin had, it didn't have electricity, right?
No electricity. You and dad would shower out of the eaves troughs.
That's right. Yes.
And we would have to boil water to have a bath.
Right.
And I don't know. That was like,
we had a party line.
Oh yeah. Party line for the phone. Okay. Wait, what's the difference now for you being a mom now and growing up in the '80s? What differences are there for what kids are growing up with now?
Everything is technology now. And I just wish, like, I remember like going out and playing, and in our small town, do you remember we had a siren at lunch and at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
And it was like, Kate, siren goes off, you get home for lunch. That siren goes off in the summer, it's still light out at 10 o'clock, you get your butt home. You know, like, I just wish that it was just much more simple how it was back then.
Yeah, I do too. Is it scary having kids in this world with TikTok and like everything like that?
Yes, it's terrifying. I mean, you want them to have their independence and you want them to be themselves and express themselves. But at the same time, there are some scary people out there that we didn't have to worry about as kids. I'm sure we did a bit, but it's nothing compared to what it is now.
Oh, gosh. I know. But are there any similarities? Because I feel like you are good at taking what we had in our childhood that we love so much and bringing it into your family. So what are some of the similarities? Like, do you have spots at the table for supper?
No.
Oh, really?
I know. We don't. We usually do pizza night, Friday night. That's what we did every, I mean, then again, that when we were growing up, though, we did it homemade.
Yeah.
Remember Dad used to bring us a bag of chips every Friday night?
And a can of sardines.
No, not sardines. Smoked oysters.
Oh, smoked oysters. That's what it was. That was like a treat to us.
It was a treat. And we got our little toothpicks and like.
Gross. That's so weird. And then a lot of people want to know if we got along growing up.
We really did, I feel. Like we never like threw punches at each other or anything like that. Like there was some days that I probably wanted to, or you probably wanted to me too.
Oh yeah. Like when you got to use the hot rollers before school and so I didn't have enough time, and whoever like got in the shower first, or if you were eating cereal in the morning and I had to listen to you crunch cereal, I wanted to punch you right in the face.
Okay, mom picked you up from bed in your blanket, carried your little ass downstairs and put you on your chair, warmed up your hot chocolate for a minute and what, 24 seconds? Is that what
34.
It was?
34.
All right. And so it was just the right temperature and you had your frozen waffles. Don't get at me.
I was it was severe OCD and I was not diagnosed. It's not my fault. You can't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun. It's just hilarious to look back at.
It is so funny. But overall, I feel like it's fun to, you know, dedicate a night to the '80s and just reminisce about certain times. Cause it just made me so grateful for our childhood and our upbringing and our family times. And I just,
you have the best. And like Friday nights best. With TGIF.
Oh, sleepovers in mom and dad's room. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And we got to use their big jacuzzi tub and our bathing suits with our friend that's left over.
Oh yes. Yeah, so fun. I often walk through that old house to try and fall asleep at night. Like, I'll walk through each room. You do that too?
I do the exact same thing.
Oh my God. Yeah, I walk through it all the time.
And Grandma and Pop's house, always.
Yeah, I just did that the other night, Grandma and Pop's house. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. Where are the kids there?
They're at their dad's.
They went back.
Okay. Well, thank you for being part of the little fun podcast I did. 20 minutes with everybody, and we're running out of time, and I got to go to rehearsal. But we shall pod again sometime, and love you and love how supportive you're being. And you've just always been such a supportive sister, always a cheerleader. And it's so fun to FaceTime you before and after each performance. Yeah. And then you just make me feel like you're so proud of me, and I love you for it.
I am so proud. I asked you so much.
Yes. I made everyone in my family cry. Perfect. Okay, Haley, well, I'll call you later, text you later. When do you get, when are the kids back?
Not till Tuesday, because it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, well, maybe me and you should just have our own little Thanksgiving FaceTime. Okay, love you, Haley. To all my Canadians out there, I hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving weekend. And yeah, I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?